In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is August 1st, so it's the beginning of a fast for the Mother of God, her Dormition fast. It's also the day in which we celebrate the procession of the Holy Cross. And so we have readings for the cross today, that really long gospel reading about the crucifixion. And this reading from St. Paul in the Corinthians about the preaching of the cross. I want to talk about the preaching of the cross. Now, when I was a kid, even though I was raised Roman Catholic, I saw TV a lot, and the TV preachers were always talking about the cross. And I never really understood what they meant. I don't think they did either, actually. The preaching of the cross is not really something that we do with as if we're some sort of a revival like Elmer Gantry or something. The preaching of the cross is something that's within our heart. The apostle says that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. Now, what is this foolishness and what is this power? Perhaps this is not the most spiritual example, but I'm sure most of us have probably seen mobster movies, right? Gangster movies? And there's a certain code of ethics in gangster movies. But in the end, the bad guys all die. They all get killed off by themselves. Their way of life, the boastful pride of life, the expecting to have respect, kills them off. It's foolishness. That's an example of the way of the world. Something that everybody would say is a good thing, to have respect, to be successful. And yet that's the way that is foolishness. Because in the end, we die. So the world thinks that the way we live as Christians is foolish. You can see that very powerfully, especially in an election year. You see the things that are said about Christians. Are caricatures of what we really believe. Of course, unfortunately, there are people who purport to be Christians that say things that are caricatures of Christian belief, so they're not helping matters. But the world, in general, hates Christianity because it wins by weakness, not by strength. Our own weakness, and because we're weak, we find someone who's strong, which is God. In the world, people don't want to admit they're weak. And even if they say they're weak on some level, they still are full of self-reliance. So they believe that their strength comes from their own intellect, from their own abilities, their own education, their own contacts, whatever it is. It's the way of life that is foolishness. Everything that a person works for in this world that is temporal, will go away, will burn away, will be gone, will be forgotten. It won't even be dust. It'll be gone. But the things that we work for, if we follow the way of the cross, those things will be eternal and permanent. And the power of God that is present in the preaching of the cross is that a man is changed. That he becomes perfected, that he becomes full of grace, full of light, full of life. That's the power of God. But God does not present himself in this age as some powerful deity, such as it would be depicted in a Hollywood movie. God presents himself in the soul that is reaching out for him and that is quiet for him. So the way of the cross, the preaching of the cross, and the way of the cross are basically the same thing, is to live as Christ lived, to be in obedience, since Christ was in obedience to his Father, to love all, since Christ loved all, to be full of humility, to not think ourselves something that we are not, and to think of others first. In the world, that is not the way. We think of ourselves first and perhaps a select group of people that we consider dear, our family, or in the case of mobster movies, our associates. But that's not the way of Christianity. The way of Christianity is think of everyone first and ourselves last. And that is the way of the cross and the preaching of the cross. It's not something to be proud of. It's something that should be in the heart. So today we're beginning a fast. It's the second strictest fast of the entire year. Great Lent, of course, is stricter and longer, but this is stricter than the other two fasts of the year, the Apostles' Fast and the Nativity Fast. And it's only 2 weeks, and then we celebrate the Dormition of the Mother of God on the 15th. And it's appropriate to be talking of the way of the cross, the preaching of the cross, as we're beginning a strict fast. Because the way of the cross is submission. And so we should submit ourselves, eat certain foods and not eat other foods, and submit to more prayer, and trying to learn to be quiet, because one of the greatest characteristics of the Mother of God was she was very quiet. I don't mean that she didn't talk, but her soul was quiet. Remember in the scripture where it says, she pondered all these things, conjecturing them in her heart, all the things that were happening to Christ, the child. We should be like that. We should be quiet and be taking these things in. So during this fast, try to be quiet. And like I said, not that you don't talk, but that you try to learn the way of the cross. Since we have the fast beginning with talking about the cross. Now what is said about the cross? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Everything that we think is good, that is of the world, is really, really bad, and it's really foolish. St. Paul goes on to say, for since in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. And he goes on later to say, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. I'm going to tell you a secret to happiness. It's not really a very big secret, although it seems like a lot of people don't know it. It's talked about on every page of the scripture. And this secret is, give of yourself to God. Don't think of yourself. Give of yourself to others because others were, of course, made by God and loved by Him, and they are your neighbor. And the less you think of yourself and the more you submit yourself to God, the happier you will be. The key to happiness is not that we take what we want, what we think we deserve, what we think we can earn, what we think we're good enough to have. The secret to happiness is to submit ourselves to God. This way of the cross. And knowing that there is eternal things to fight for. And everything that is not eternal will be destroyed, will be gone, as if it never existed. But if we live for eternity, then we will have God abiding in our hearts, and that will be true happiness. This is, in a nutshell, the preaching of the cross. And it's good that we talk about the cross on this beginning of the fast. So I hope that you are living for eternity. It's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Everything else is going away. Even though the world values it, it has no value. The only thing that has value is if Christ abides in the heart. That's Christianity. It's not a bunch of rules.
not a bunch of things we should believe or should do. It is God abiding in the heart. And if God abides in the heart, then we know what to do, because God speaks to us in words that cannot be understood in language, in our mind, our brain, but are understood by our soul. So the way of the cross is to open up our hearts so that God would abide in our hearts. God help you to do that. God help you to have a good fast. Amen.